Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, we got two things here. First, we go to Barry here on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Barry.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Barry?
We've been to Green Bay three times, me and my three brothers. And we took the tour of the stadium the one year we were there. And when we were down on the field, we witnessed somebody asking somebody to marry him. And it was pretty cool. We took pictures of it and stuff as they were doing it. And they said that almost every day somebody proposes to their significant other.
At Lambeau Field?
On Lambeau Field, yeah.
I guess that shouldn't be a huge surprise, huh?
But the most important thing about it is we've been there three times and the Lions have won all three times.
There you go.
Attaboy. Keep going. Way to go, Barry.
I know. We should go every year, right?
You should, yeah.
Nice job.
Spent a lot of time there.
Thank you for the phone call. You got a text about the Eiffel Tower thing?
Yeah, it said it's bad luck if you propose to somebody in Paris, if you don't do it in French. You have to propose in French, not English.
Okay. So these are rules to live by.
I did not know that. Yeah, right. I will avoid any proposal in France.
I mean... Well, that's what's been holding you back.
That's holding me back. Yeah, my lack of being able to speak the language.
Yes. Once you learn French.
What if you just ask in English, but in a really bad French accent?
I think that'd be even worse luck, probably. Actually.
Like Pepe Le Pew?
Mon ami. Will you marry me?
Okay. So, Jim Harbaugh, was this at the podium or was this on a show?
Podium. At the podium.
Okay. Was asked about what was going down with Michigan and the report yesterday at ESPN that we talked about. And here's what Harbaugh had to say about it yesterday. All right. So there he is. This has gotten all kinds of reaction all over the country. So a few things about this. One is I'm wired differently than Jim because I would be inclined to think and say and feel as a leader of anything that if something happened with an organization that I had a leadership role in, even if I had nothing to do with it, if it happened in an organization that I had a leadership role in, I would feel a sense of responsibility. I would, personally. Whether or not I had anything to do with it, okay? And obviously, there's going to be a ton of people that don't believe him, and that's fine. He's not going to convince you otherwise. But if he is, everything he said is accurate, 100% accurate and true, for me, Gator, I personally would be compelled, I would feel as a leader of an organization, a sense of responsibility. But I also have gotten to the point with Jim Harbaugh that I feel like the last 9 years have been a whole bunch of time and effort spent in trying to figure out what Jim Harbaugh is thinking, what compels him to say certain things, and all of that. And I was looking forward to not doing that anymore. Having a coach that doesn't say things that seem to lead to so much discussion, interpretation, and further dissection. And he goes away and it happens again anyway. And maybe it'll never stop, but I was kind of looking forward to that. But well, apparently that's not going to happen.
I mean, it's going to stop in terms of him speaking about it again, because you're just going to get the same answer. So there's no point unless evidence comes out that absolutely implicates him, which isn't likely to happen, I guess, at this point. Who knows? I think Jim Harbaugh was a master of walking up to the line and not stepping over it, but knows all the rules in place and knows how to distance himself from anything that's going to get himself in trouble. And if he's going to go out and deny any kind of accountability or responsibility, that's his right to do so. But like you, if you're ahead, if I was the head of a program like this and this happened under my watch, yeah, I might be inclined to apologize for something that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know about it, but I was the head of the program and it's unfortunate that this happened. And you know, we've moved on. You can also say we've moved on from it after that. And I don't have anything else to say about it. It's matters out of my hands at this point, and I'm coaching the Chargers, and we're getting ready for a game this week.
Kang, when this came up in the office, you just said trying to read Jim Harbaugh or get in the mind of Jim Harbaugh is a fool's errand.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're trying to react to him like he's a regular, normal guy, and if we know anything, him being here all these past few years, he's just not, right? He thinks differently. He truly believes what he's saying, right? Whether it's right or wrong, I mean, he believes it. To try to decipher what he says at the podium, I'm not personally into it because he's thinking totally different than I would think. And I think when we analyze anything, we're thinking, well, this is how I would do it. This is what I would say. Not Jim Harbaugh, especially him, yeah. Right?
He's in his own world.
Exactly. So I'm not going to break down what he said personally because I'm like, I can't take this. He says some of the most off-the-wall things all the time.
Yeah.
I can't critique every single thing he says. I just can't. That's me.
Yeah, it gets a bit exhausting, honestly. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh, there's sort of this bounce around to him. He's with the Chargers for now. And we'll see how long, even if he wins and has success, how long that will last. Because I do think it's a bit exhausting to be around him. And, you know, I was around him, but not all the time. But I think, you know, just having he just doesn't think and operate in the same way. And there were times where I would sit down with Jim Harbaugh and he'd be as engaging as one could be. And I'd be like, wow, and he would tell stories and ask questions and really be. And there were other times where I'm like, he's not paying attention to the word I'm saying. And I'm not even sure he's hearing the questions I'm asking. But anyway, there were the comments that got everybody discussing what's going on. But yeah, I mean, if you're in charge of a program, you're in charge of anything. I don't know. I think you would feel a sense of responsibility. Say, hey, I had nothing to do with it, but I feel bad that something happened under my
watch. Yeah, obviously something happened. I should have known about it because it was under my watch. I didn't know about it. I mean, you could say all that, but, you know, again, people are going to have their own opinions whether they think he knew or didn't know. But like I said, I think he's always been a guy that kind of, he knows the rules. He walks right up to them, and it might be just a semantic way of avoiding breaking those rules. But he's riled people up since day one.
All right, there's some breaking news from the world of broadcasting. Did you see this about Charles Barkley?
I did not.
Charles Barkley has changed his mind about retiring from TV and plans to remain with TNT. They are trying to hang on to media rights. I guess it's going to end up in court. But is there any way, if they discuss, Kang, I know you've paid attention to this story, have they discussed whether or not this show can stay on the air with if they don't have the games, the inside the NBA?
I bet you it's something with where they can't say maybe NBA.
Yeah.
Inside the professional basketball. I don't know, you know, but they have it for one more year, obviously. The reports are that TNT matched and the NBA is still going to go with Amazon. That's where the lawsuit comes in hand, you know, with the TNT versus the NBA, whatever. But if they're inking him to a longer deal than, you know, this beyond this year, they have some plans, you would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with him and basketball. And Barkley's so versatile. He can do a bunch of other stuff. People want to hear his opinion on anything because he's just entertaining. But, yeah, I don't know the legalities on it, Doug, but I would think they definitely want to still stay in that realm because they're so good at it. Everyone loves that TNT crew.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.